也是让着爱我们，把我们平安带领过来，在这一夜里面，主你也与我们同在，我们多谢谢你。主要为着今天，主要这一天的聚会，我们这是仰望你。主要在我们中间，主你知道我们心里主所需要的，主要你也知道我们里面所渴慕的。主要除了你之外，没有任何东西能够满足我们。主耶稣啊，只有你，主啊，是我们的盼望，主啊，只有你自己是我们的拯救，主啊，为此我们求你，主啊，今天在这一天当中，主啊，不仅是对我们说话，我们也求你向我们显现，主，让我们众人眼睛都能够看见你，亲爱的主耶稣，当我们看见你，我们就喜乐了，我们看见你，我们里面就刚强了，主啊，求你这样恩待我们，主啊，用血遮盖我们，主啊，也用你自己灵运行在我们里面，也充满在每个人里面，让每个人都丰丰富富能够享受你，主啊，求你这样垂听我们的祷告，主啊，我们也把今天上午所讲的话语，我们交托在你的手里面，主啊，你是我们的依靠，主啊，真是求我们的恩主，主你在这里亲自对我们说话，主啊，虽然我们感觉我们是这样软弱，这样的不配，但是我们仍然举起我们的眼睛来仰望你，主啊，你是我们的力量，亲爱的主，求你在这里做工，主啊，求你在这里说话，求你解开你的话语，主啊，让我们里头的人都能够明白过来，亲爱的主，也求你赐给我们属灵的悟性，让我们能够明白你的话语，也求你赐给我们信心，主，让我们能和你的话语调和，好让你的话，主，能在我们里头能够发生功效，我们仰望你，主，这样眷顾我们，这样的祝福我们，主，这样的带领我们，求你听我们的祷告，靠着耶稣基督的名，请我们读起初的圣经。
Shall we read several passages in the Lord's Word?
我们读以弗所书第二章。
Reading from the second chapter of Philippians.
菲律宾，以弗以弗所以弗。
Philippians, sorry, the second chapter.
以弗所。
Ephesians.
以弗所以来。
Ephesians.
第八节。
From the eighth verse of the second chapter of.
那第二章呀，第二章第八节和第九节，请大家一起来念。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。对，特别要注意。他说你：“我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。”
Special notice should be given that it is by grace that you are saved through faith, and it's not of yourself, but a gift of God.The 11th chapter of Mark, beginning with verse 20.
我们读到第二十四节。
Reading together from 20 to 24.
好，请。早晨，他们从那里经过，看见无花果树连根。彼得想起耶稣的话来，就对他说：“拉比，请看，你所咒诅的无花果树已经枯干了。”耶稣回答说：你们当信服神，我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说，你挪开此地，投在海里，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。这里二十二节啊，最好这样的翻。
The verse 22, it's best to translate it as.
耶稣回答说：“你们当有神的信心。”
Jesus answered them and said that you must have the faith of God.
我们应当有神的信心。
We should have the faith of God.
我想我们圣经就读到这里。
Our scripture reading will end.
因为有好多的圣经节，我们昨天已经读过了。
Because we read many different passages.
今天我们就不要再去重复。
We will not repeat those today.
那昨天晚上来的弟兄姊妹，能记得我们讲到关于信心的两件事。
Those that were here yesterday will recall that we spoke of faith and the two things of faith.
一件事说到信心的重要。
The first is the importance of faith.
还有一件事我们说到信心的意义。
And then the meaning of faith.
到底什么是信心呢？
What exactly is faith?
信心头一个意义就是接受。
The first meaning of faith is to receive.
凡接受接待他的就是信他名的人。
Those that receive Jesus Christ are those that have faith in him.
我们相信主耶稣就是接受主耶稣。
For us to believe in Jesus Christ is to accept him.
从前我们没有办法我们没有得救之前没有办法接受主耶稣。
Before we were saved, we were unable to accept Jesus.
也没法接受主的救恩。
And unable to accept his grace.
因为我们信不来。
Because we could not believe.
等到蒙恩得救之后呢？
But after we were saved,
我们就发现里头有一个东西呀、啊，叫我们能够接受主的话。
Something within us caused us to be able to receive.
叫我们能够接受主的救恩。
We were able to receive.
虽然许多人都觉得我们是太迷信了。
Even though many people think we're superstitious.
甚至在批评我们说，在20世纪我们怎么还能够相信这些事情呢？
And even ridicule us, saying, "How can you believe such a thing in the 20th century?"
这些事情好像都是虚无缥缈的。
These things are all very superstitious.
但是在我们身上呢，我们就非常的实在。
But yet, to us, it's a reality.
当我们这样相信、这样接受的时候，一点都没有难处。
And for us to believe and to be convinced was not difficult.
这是所有蒙恩得救人里面所发生的一个故事。
This is a story that has occurred in each one of us who.
甚至有些人从前是非常反对主的。
Some of them were very opposed to Jesus.
但是当他蒙恩得救之后呢？
But after they were saved,
他就完全接受。
They accepted it fully.
人问他说：“你相信圣经吗？”
You ask him if he believes in the Bible.
他说：“我虽然还没有读过圣经。”
They'll say, even though I haven't read the Bible.
但是我绝对相信。完全的接受。为什么会有这样大的改变呢？
How can you have such a drastic?
因为他里头有了信心。
Because they have faith.
所以他里头有一个技能。
And then because of that faith,
能够接受神的话。
He is able to receive the word.
能够抓住神的话语。
He is able to grasp the word of God.
我想你们都已经信了主。你们能够明白我所讲的是什么？
You probably understand what I'm saying.
信心第二就是依靠。
The second aspect of faith is reliance.
那我们相信主就是依靠主。
To believe in Christ is to rely upon.
把我们靠在主的身上。
To rely against him.
然后软弱时候我们靠一靠主。
When we are weak, we can cast upon him.
然后我们有难处时候靠一靠主。
When we have difficulties, we can.
当我们这样依靠主的时候呢？
And as we rely on,
我们里面就充信得了力量。
We have rejuvenated strength.
我们难处得了解决。
Our problems have been solved.
所以信心就是依靠主。
So faith is to rely on.
依靠主的话。
To rely on His word.
不管我自己是怎样。
No matter what I myself.
也不管环境是怎样。
No matter what the surroundings.
但主的话是这样说的。
But this is what the word.
我就是靠着主的话语。
And I'm relying on the word.
站住
to stand.
连保罗告诉我们说，
the apostle Paul.
他说靠着那加给我力量的。
That I'll rely on that who fills me.
我凡事都能做。
I can do anything.
当然，那个靠着在原来的意思是在那加给我力量者的里面。
The original meaning there is to stand within the one that gives me strength.
在主耶稣里面。
That in Jesus Christ,
在主耶稣里面就是依靠主耶稣。
To be in Jesus is to rely on.
靠着主耶稣，凡事都能做。
And as we rely on Jesus, we can do anything.
弟兄姊妹，这就是信心的一种的表现。
Brothers and sisters, this is the result of faith.
说信心就是依靠。
So faith is the reliance.
我们也说到那信心就是顺服。
We also spoke of faith as obedience.
怎么知道我们相信主的话呢？
How do we know that we believe in?
就是我们顺服。
It is through obedience.
主怎样的说
，No matter what the Lord has told,
我们就怎样的顺服。
We'll do what He has said.
这是真实的信心。
This is true faith.
就是使我们有一种的表现。
Because we have a behavior there.
叫我们能够顺服主。
And we are able to rely on.
昨天晚上我们和弟兄这么一说过了。
Yesterday evening we also.
那今天我们要说到另外几点。
Today we would like to touch on.
那么这个信心是怎么来的呢？
How can you get this?
我们怎样能够得着这样一个信心？
Where did it come from? How can we get it?
那我们大家都知道。
We all know.
我们还没有信主，还没有信主之前呢。
Before we were converted.
我们里头没有信心的。
We did not have faith.
我们对主只有怀疑。
We only had doubts about.
我们对他所成功的那个救恩，我们只有怀疑。
What he had accomplished, we only had doubts.
我们对主神的话语，我们也信不来。
And even God's word, we couldn't.
有的人曾经花功夫在读神的话语。
Before people spend a lot of time reading the word of God.
但是他越读里头越怀疑。
And the more he read, the more he doubted.
没有读的时候呢，还觉得不错。
In fact, if he didn't read, it'd probably be better.
等到读的时候，看见那许多神迹和奇事。
And as he read, he saw the miracles and the wonders.
他说哪里会有这样事情呢？
He'd ask himself, how.
所以里头更加怀疑。
So doubt increased.
他没有办法那个相信。
He could not believe.
因为在我们里头，我们没有这个信心。
Because he did not have faith.
特别是对属灵事情的信心。
Especially a lack of faith in things that are spiritual.
对那个神的信心。
The faith in God.
我们没有这东西。
We did not have it.
那我们现在我们怎么会有了信心呢？
How could we suddenly have faith?
这就是以弗所书第二章告诉我们的。
This is what the second.
他说，我们得救是本乎恩。
That our faith and our salvation is through.
这是那个圣灵恩典。
It's through the grace.
神把他恩典那给了我们。
That Jesus has given His grace.
这一个恩典就指我们主耶稣基督说的。
And this grace is what Jesus.
神把主耶他的儿子给了我们。
God has given His son.
神把主耶稣给了我们。
He gave Jesus Christ.
这是神所给我们的恩典。
This is the grace that God.
那我们得救，因着神把他儿子给了我们。
And when we are saved, God gives His son.
神若是没有把他儿子给我们的话呢？
What happens if God did not give His son to us?
我们没有一个人能够蒙恩得救的。
Not one of us could receive grace.
但是除了神的恩典之外，
and outside of the grace,
还有一个条件就是也应当信。
There's another a prerequisite.
我们神把他儿子给了我们。
God has given His son.
我们这样相信，
and we believe.
我们这样接受，
and we accept.
那我们就蒙恩得救了。
Then we are saved.
但是他说到这个信心的时候啊，
but when he talks here about,
他说这个信心呢不是出于我们自己，
he speaks that this faith is not of us.
乃是神所赐的。
But something that is given by God.
恩典是神所给我们的。
Grace is given by God.
连接受这个恩典的信心呢，都是神所给我们的。
The ability even to accept this grace.
所以我们看见神实在是爱我们。
You can see how deeply the.
他知道我们没有信心。
He knows that we do not have faith.
我们里头充满了怀疑。
We have many doubts.
我们根本信不来的。
We could never believe.
所以他不仅是把恩典给我们。
So he not only gave us grace.
他也把信心赐给我们。
He also gave us faith.
叫我们借着他所赐给我们的信心来接受神的恩典。
When with the faith that he's given us, we're able to receive.
他叫我们蒙恩得救。
So we are saved.
那什么时候神把这信心给了我们？
When does God give us that?
你们可以回想你们得救的时候。
You could probably think back.
那时候怎么能够这样转变过来的？
How could you have such a drastic?
由不信而转变到相信。
From not believing to believing.
怎么是转变过来的呢？
How did you change?
若是我们好好的去思想的时候。
If we very carefully examine.
而看见实在是不是出于我们自己。
I think you'll notice that it was not of ourselves.
也不是因着我们的行为。
And not because of our actions.
的确是我们能够相信这个是神所赐给我们的。
We were able to believe that this is what God has given to us.
就是当我们在那儿听到的时候。
Even if we were just listening to a sermon.
或者是参加福音聚会的时候。
Or participating in evangelical meetings,
或者是我们读圣经的时候
or while we're reading the gospel,
或者是有的同学或有的朋友们给我们在谈到那个主耶稣的时候
or friends, students were sharing with us,
说到神是怎样的爱我们
telling us of how God loved us,
怎样把他儿子我们主耶稣赐给了我们
how he gave his son for us,
来做我们的救主
to be our savior,
那么这位主耶稣怎样为我们死在十字架上
and how the savior died on the cross,
怎样在担当我们的罪
carrying our burden,
怎样解决了我们一切的问题
and solving all our problems,
他已经从死里复活
and that he had raised from the
dead, 他是无所不在的
and that he is omnipresent,
他能听我们的祷告
and that he will listen to our
prayers, 他能解决我们的难处
he will solve our difficulties,
他能够应付我们的需要
he will be able to face our problems,
我们当这个有的朋友这样讲的时候
so when a friend is
talking, 一面讲到主耶稣
on the one hand,
一面在做见证我怎样睡不着觉
how I couldn't sleep.
我一祷告主耶稣你看我就睡着了
and I wasn't able to sleep, but after I prayed,
我怎样有什么难处有什么难处
when I had difficulty,
没有办法解决
unable to
sleep, 我祷告主耶稣
I would pray to God,
莫名其妙这个环境就改变了
and amazingly, the situation,
我这难处就过去了
and my problems,
当我们听的时候呢
and as we hear these,
我们心里头就很受感动
And we are deeply moved.
啊，这位耶稣我也要。
We say to ourselves,
这位主耶稣是太好了。
This Jesus is indeed.
我也愿意相信他。
I want to believe.
我也愿意要他。
I want him.
弟兄姊妹，当我们的心这样转向主耶稣的时候
，Brothers and sisters, as our heart turns,
当我们的心稍微再转向主耶稣的时候
，As we face.God.
我们稍微向他开了一点门的时候
As we just open our door, heart's door a crack,
就在那个时候
At that moment,
圣灵就带到那个活的信心
The Holy Spirit then with a fire faith
进到我们里面
comes into us,
就把这信心放在我们里面了
and puts that faith
我们不过是说我也炫目我炫目
Oh, often I'm accepting,
我也愿意，我也愿意接，要这位主耶稣。
And I want that.
当我们的心有一点点羡慕
，and at a time where our hearts is a little,
有一点点的需要的时候
，and have that need,
这个圣灵就带着把活的信心带到我们里面来。
When we are envious, then at that time the Spirit comes.
实在是神的爱。
It is indeed the love.
实在说起来呀。
Actually,
弟兄姊妹，就是在那个别人给我们谈福音的时候
，when our friends are telling us about,
或者是那个我们参加福音的聚会的时候
，or when we're in service,
我们在听讲道的时候
，as we hear the message,
那个圣灵啊，一定等候在我们的旁边呢、啊、
，the Holy Spirit is already waiting,
等候在我们的心门外面
，waiting outside our heart,
使我们的心一转向主耶稣
，waiting for us to turn,
我们向主耶稣开一点点门的时候。
To open the door, just
圣灵马上就进来了
The Holy Spirit,
把活的信心带到我们里面
and brings in that holy, that faith.
我们里面一面受了感动
and as we are moved,
我们里面得到了一个新的技能
we are able to acquire something new,
叫我们能够来相信主耶稣
which enables us to believe.
相信主耶稣的宝血能洗净我们的罪
believe that the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse.
相信主耶稣已经从死里复活了
Believing that that Jesus Christ indeed
raised, 就是在那里稍微转向主耶稣一下
，just that little turn,
我们就得到了那个活的信心。
We are able to receive.
从那时候开始
，from that time on,
这个信心呢就种在我们里面。
That faith is planted,
像一个种子一样
，just like a seed,
那个种在我们里面
，planted with.
从今之后再也不离开我们。
From now on, it would not depart.
无论是以后你怎样的怀疑。
Even though you might have doubt,
甚至你也拒绝主耶稣
you might even reject,
但是那心仍然在里面
yet that seed,
这是很奇妙的一件事
This is indeed a,
有一位青年姊妹
there was a young sister,
她蒙恩得救之后
after she was saved,
还没有受浸
she had not been baptized,
有一天她就来找我
and one day she came to see me,
她就说我现在怀疑了
she said I have doubt,
我现在信不来了
I cannot believe it.
她说了好多好多好多怀疑理由。
And she gave many of her reasons why she doubted.
我说现在已经没办法了。
I said that well now there's really no choice.
我说现在那个信心呢已经在你里面了。
Said that that seed of faith is already.
你这里怀疑。
said in the mind you're doubting.
但是这里还是相信。
But in your heart you still believe.
这是很矛盾的一件事。
This is a very peculiar.
你头脑里你怎样说怎样的怀疑主？
In your mind you're saying how I doubt.
但是莫名其妙你心里的反对你。
You're some amazingly your heart rejects.
这里还是相信的。
Your heart still.
因为你信心呢已经种在你里面。
Because the seed of faith is already in.
居然是很小的信心。
Even though it might be very small.
当然这个信心是活的信心。
Yet this seed of faith is.
它能够发生功用的。
It can achieve things.
它也能够在那长大的。
It can also have growth.
慢慢也会长得很坚强。
And slowly it will grow strong.
也会长得很大。
And big.
正像我们主耶稣告诉我们说
Just as our Lord Jesus
他说你们的信心呢能够像一粒芥菜种一样
If your faith is like that of a mustard seed
这个芥菜种是百种里面最小的一粒种子
The mustard seed is the smallest seed
是啊小是很小啊
Even though it's very small
但是和一个灰尘呢是不大一样的
It's not much bigger than a particle.
和一个那个沙呀，和一粒沙那个不一样的。
Or some sand.
这个沙，这个东西是死的。
The sand is dead.
而这个芥菜种呢，它是活的东西。
But this mustard seed is alive.
它里面是有生命的。
There's life in it.
若是你把它种在那个地里面的话
，And if you plant that mustard,
它慢慢就会发芽。
It will slowly.
慢慢就会长起来的。
It will grow.
因为它里面有生命。
Because there's life.
神所赐给我们的信心也是这样。
The faith that Jesus gives us.
它是一个活的信心。
It is a living.
是有生命的。
It's.
所以它能够继续不断的能发生作用。
So it can continue to develop.
也能够继续不断的在增长。
And it will grow and.
所以感谢赞美主。
So we.
当初把这个活的心种在我们里面之后呢？
That after he has planted this living faith within us.
啊，无论什么环境也好。
No matter what.
无论什么黑暗的显示也好。
No matter what danger,
都没有办法把我们的信心来夺去。
In no way can our faith be taken.
这个信心已经在我们里面了。
That faith is already.
这是神所赐给我们的。
This is what God has given to us.
第二，信心是从神的话来的。
The second point is that faith comes from the word of God.
昨天晚上我们已经读过罗马书第十章。
Yesterday evening we already read from the 10th chapter of Romans.
那里说的信道是从听道来的。
And there it tells us that to believe is to hear.
听道是从神的话，基督的话来的。
And that heareth cometh from the word of God.
那个信道就是信心。
And to believe in the word of God.
那个信道，中文是信道是啊，这个是应，这原来就是信心了。
And in the to believe in the way.
这个信心呢是从基督的话来的。
Faith comes from the word of God.
所以那个信心。是神的话进到我们里面来了。
And to have faith is to have the word of God.
我们就得到了一个信心。
And we are able to receive.
所以这个信心呢，它是根据神的话。
This faith then is according to the word.
或者信心的根据乃是神的话语。
Or perhaps a better way of saying it is the foundation.
若是没有神的话。
If without the word of God,
我们就没有办法那个得到的火的信心。
We are not able to receive that.
乃是神的话进到我里面来了。
But it's through the word of God.
就把一个火的信心那带到我们里面来。
It brings in the living faith.
所以这个神的话乃是我们信心的一个根基。
Therefore, the word of God is the foundation of our faith.
那就是说，我们的信心必须建立在神的话语上面。
That is to say, our faith must be rooted on the.
不是说那个什么我们都可以信的。
It's not to say we can believe.
这样讲，我们这样信；那样讲，我们那样信。
If you say this, I'll believe. If you say that.
那这样的信心不叫做信心呢？
That kind of faith is not.
这个信心叫做迷信。
That kind of faith is superstition.
这乱信呢？
This is a superstition.
这个不是真实的信心。
It's not true faith.
真实的信心乃是建立在神的话语上面。
True faith is built on.
神的话是这样说的。
The word of God.
神的话进到我里面来。
The word of God.
那一个就是一个活的信心。
That is a living faith.
所以我们必须要好好读神的话。
So we must very diligently read.
特别是在这个末了的时代。
Especially in these end times.
我们青年弟兄姊妹是生在这个时代里面。
The young people here are born in this age.
这个时代可以说是一个最有福的时代。
This age, you could probably say, is the most prosperous.
我就说你们的时代是最有福的时代。
Your age is the most prosperous.
我们的时代可能已经差不多快过去了。
We are almost past going on.
但是我很羡慕你们了。
But I'm very envious of you.
为什么羡慕你们呢？
Why am I envious?
因为你们实在是生在一个有福的时代里面。
Because you are raised in that blessed age.
怎么说你们是在有福的时代？
How is it a blessed age?
因为主耶稣来的日子已经近了。
Because the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
很可能在你们这时代里面。
Very probably.
能够亲眼看见主耶稣从天降临。
We will be able to see God's return.
很可能你们没有经过死亡。
Very likely we will not pass on to death.
你们没有经过坟墓。
You will not enter the grave.
你们就能活着被提到空中与主相遇。
While we are alive, we will be raised up into heaven.
这是一个最大的恩典。
This is the tremendous.
这是最有福的一件事。
It's a very blessed thing.
我从前刚刚得救时，我实在盼望能够这样。
I remember when I was first converted.
但是我们的主一直在迟延，一直在迟延。
But our Lord tarried.
到现在他还没有来。所以我就不知道能还赶得上赶不上。
I don't know if I'll make it or not.
所以我很羡慕青年弟兄姊妹。
So I'm very envious.
我说我巴不得我现在二十几岁就好了。
I feel like saying if I was only 20 some today.
起码还有四五十年，五六十年。
I would have 50, 60 years.
主总不会延迟那么久吧？
Hopefully the Lord will not tarry.
这是我在有生的年日能够亲眼能够看见主耶稣降临。
If I had the opportunity of seeing the coming of Jesus Christ.
能够活着被提，像以诺一样。那样到主那里去，那是太好的一件事。
And to be like Enoch, raised without seeing death.
这实在是一个有福的时代。
This is indeed.
这是末了的时代。
The end times.
但是这个时代呢，也是一个危险的时代。
But yet on the other hand, this is a dangerous.
这个时代是一个非常混乱的时代。
It's a time where there's great confusion.
不仅是整个的世界到处都是混乱的。
The entire world is in a state of confusion.
就是在那个在基督教的世界里面。
In fact, even in within Christianity.
也是那样的混乱。
There is great.
各种各样异端邪说呀。
You have different sects.
有的人这样讲，有的人那样讲。
Some are saying this, and some are saying.
这里听起来都是很有道理的。
And as we hear, it all makes sense.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，若是你们不读好好话，你们不好好读神的话语的话。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we're not well rooted in the word,
你们就不能够分辨什么是出于主的，什么不是出于主的。
We will not be able to decipher what is of God and what isn't.
你们没有办法能够分辨什么是出于主耶稣的，什么是出于那个恶者的。
And we will not be able to differentiate what is from God.
所以在末了时代，许多人甚至连选民都被迷惑了。
Unfortunately, many have been persuaded to follow false doctrine.
实在说起来，这个时代也这个时候已经开始了。
Actually, this time has already begun.
亲爱的兄弟们
，Dear brothers,
我们的信心必须建立在神的话语上面。
Our faith must be rooted on the word.
不是这个人这样说，也不是那个人这样说。
Not following what this person says.
这个人是怎样有权威的？那个人是怎样有名望的？
That person has authority or has.
我们眼睛所看见的不是人的权威和人的名望。
Yet we do not look upon fame and fortune here on.
我们眼睛所看乃是神的话。
But we focus on the word of God.
那个神的话是这样说的。
But the word of God.
我们的信心是建立在那个神的话语上面。
Our faith is grounded on the word.
所以我们必须好好读主的话。
So we must very diligently.
把主的话语丰丰富富藏在我们里面。
And to hide the word of God within us.
用各种各样的方法把主的话藏在我们里面。
Using different methods to implant the word.
当然，这些话也不一定都是能够产生那个活的信心的。
Certainly, not all these words can.
但是我们需要把这些话语藏在我们里面。
But we must plant it in our.
那个记在我们心里面。
To secure it.
到了有的时候。
Then, when a time.
圣灵会把神的话再开启。
The Holy Spirit will open up the.
圣灵会把神的话再解开。
And it will open up and explain the word of God.
对啊，一解开的时候，那神的话就发出光来。
And that is that is explained. It radiates light.
我们里面就照亮了。
And we are lit.
我们就明白过来了。
And we understand.
所以我们终要给圣灵一个能做工的一个机会。
So we must give the Holy Spirit an opportunity.
让他能够把神的话语再启示在我们里面。
That the Holy Spirit can implant the word of God within us.
好多弟兄姊妹没有好好读神没有好好读主的话语。
Many brothers and sisters do not diligently read.
你们也不记得主的话。
You don't remember the word.
说到了时候，到有的时候啊，圣灵要做工了。
And when the time comes that the Holy Spirit,
他里头真是很感动的不得了。
And the there's great moving of the Holy Spirit.
但是里头不明白。
But yet, because of the lack of God,
里面不懂得。为着什么缘故呢？
Why is it that they don't
因为里面没有神的话。
Because they do not have.
当圣灵在启示的时候呢？
And as the Holy Spirit tries to
point, but there is no light that shines through.
There, because no word of God is there.
I'm
sure that you understand what I'm talking.
你们看过中文打字机呀？
Probably many of you have seen a Chinese typewriter.
中文打字机那个字盘呢是很大。
And the Chinese typewriter, their characters are put on a big board.
那上面呢有好多好多的那个中国字。
And then on this board, there are Chinese characters.
当然呢，那个字越多越好。
Of course, the more Chinese characters.
若是你写一篇文章出来
，if as you're writing an article,
他在那去打的时候啊
，and the typist types,
每个字在你字盘上都能找到。
The typist is able to find all.
那这篇文打出来就很美丽的。
Then as the typist brings you the final
copy, very good. 许多时候不是这样。
But oftentimes,
你看那个打字机打出来中文呢。
As the typewriter typist types,
有几句话打出来。
Several lines are typed.
但是有地方是空白的。
Oftentimes,
有地方用在那用手再写上去的。
Sometimes you have to write it on.
你说觉得很难看。
And you know that it's not very good.
为什么这样子呢？因为上面的字不够多，不够完全，所以有的时候打不出来。
有
的打字机更是破得不得了。
It's not very beneficial.
结果上面什么字都没有。
Sometimes the typewriter. 所以
你咋拼命打呀？
So as you keep on hitting,
打不，你什么东西打不出来的。
Comes out.
有的青海弟兄姊妹就是这样。
Some brothers and sisters are like.
一句话也没有。
They do not have.
神的话在里面一句都没有。
Not a single word is within.
所以圣灵在一直感动啊。
So as the Holy Spirit.
莫名其妙不晓得怎么回事情。
We don't know what to do.
所以弟兄姊妹总要把主的话语。
So.
丰丰富藏在我们里面。
So brothers and sisters, we must store the word of God.
到了你有难处的时候。
When there's difficult.
到了你困惑的时候。
When trouble is ahead,
到了你有需要的时候
when there's a need,
圣灵在里面一感动
as the Holy Spirit,
神的话一揭开
and the word of God
当主的话在发出光来时候
and the word of God is,
那个就是灵
the Holy Spirit,
那个就是生命
the life,
那个就发生功用
that, has a
confidence, 主的话就把我们从难处里面拯救出来了
and we're saved from the difficulty.
我们何等需要主恩待我们
How we need the grace of God.
用各种的智慧和方法
Using wisdom and method.
把主的话藏在我们里面
To acquire the word.
好让圣灵有机会做工啊
So that the Holy Spirit may have.
我刚才已经说过那并不是说我们把圣经读得很熟我们里头那信心就多了
That's not to say as I said before thatThe more familiar with the Bible, the better.
啊，这个活的信心
，this living faith，
乃是从那个圣灵把神的话启示在我们里头而产生出来的。
As the word of God through the Holy Spirit is made manifest.
什么叫做启示呢
？What is manifest?
启示也可以说圣灵在我们里再说一次。
That the Holy Spirit once again shows us.
在约翰福音第十四章里面。
In the Gospel of John,
主说他要差遣那个保惠师到这里来，给我们。
Jesus promises the Spirit of Truth.
这位保惠师就是真理的圣灵。
This Comforter is the Spirit of Truth.
他要住在我们里面。
And this Spirit will live within us.
永远与我们同在。
And forever to be with us.
这位真理的圣灵做什么事情呢？
What does the Spirit of Truth do?
他来一面是为了荣耀主耶稣基督。
On the one hand, it's to give glory and honor to.
另外一方面呢，是让我们想起主对我们所说的话。
On the other hand, it's a reminder of the Word of God to.
把主的话再说在我们里面。
To once again show us.
可能主说了那么多的话语。
God's word, oftentimes God tells us.
但是当我们有一种特别需要的时候
，But when a special need arises,
圣灵就把一句话提出来。
The Holy Spirit brings up.
再来提醒我一下。
To remind.
主不是这样说过吗
？Didn't God say this?
圣经不是这样说过吗
？Didn't the Bible say this?
当圣灵再把这话那个提到那个提醒我们的时候
，And as the Holy Spirit brings this to our.
这句话就在里头那个发出光来。
And as this comes to our recollection,
这句话就里面就产生这种作用来。
It's able to do something in our life.
就是我们能够抓住神的话语。
And we're able to grasp.
有了那个鲜活的信心。
And we have a heart.
一个坚强的信心。
And a strong heart.
能够抓住神的话语。
To grasp.
能够依靠神的话语。
To rely on the word.
我们就从难处里被拯救出来了。
We're able to be delivered from the hard times.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers.
一面要读神的话。
On the one hand, you have to.
一面要仰望主怜悯我们。
On the other hand, we have to pray.
让他所赐给我们这位保惠师，
that this comforter,
就是真理的圣灵，
the Spirit of truth,
常常把主的话启示在我们里面，
will often reveal the word of God within us,
叫我们能听见，
that we may listen,
我们能看见，
that we may hear,
好叫我们得到活的信心，
that we may have a living faith,
也叫我们的信心能够继续不断地增长，
and that our faith will increase,
能够继续不断地加强。
And will be multiplied.
这个信心也是从主耶稣基督来的。This
faith comes from Jesus Christ.
你们还记得刚才我所说的，第一是从是神所赐给我们的。
You probably recall that just a while ago I mentioned that it comes from God.
第二，
the second,
这个信心是从神的话语来的。This
faith comes from the Word of God.
第三，
the third,
这个信心是从主耶稣来的。
This faith comes from Jesus Christ.
在希伯来书40章就告诉我们说，
in Hebrews the 12th chapter,
我们仰望那一位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
That Jesus Christ is the author of our faith.
而这位主耶稣基督呢？
And this Jesus Christ,
他就是信心的创始者。
He is the author of our faith.
他也是成全那个信心的。
He is the finisher.
若是我们仰望主耶稣的话，
And as we look toward Jesus,
我们不仅是能够得到一个活的信心，
Not only are we able to receive a living,
并且我越仰望主耶稣，
The more we rely on
Him, 那个信心越增长，
The bigger our faith,
那个信心越加强，
The stronger our faith.
所以我们要时常仰望主耶稣，
So we must often rely on God.
因为这位主耶稣基督啊，
Because this Jesus,
实在说是他就是那个信心。
He is in fact.
他就是那个信心的本质。
He is the very substance.
我们仰望主耶稣的时候，
And as we look toward,
我们里面就信心就增加了。
Our faith is able.
什么时候我们不看主耶稣？
At a time when we do not look.
我们看环境。
We look at the
situation. 我们看我们自己。
We look at ourselves.
我们看四围的事物。
We look in our all around us.
我们的信心就失败了。
Our faith fails.
我们信心就失掉了。
Our faith is gone.
所以我们要常常仰望主耶稣基督。
So we must often look.
在圣经里头有好多这样的例子，你们可能你们会记得的。
There are many examples in the Bible of these situations.
在马太福音14章里面。
In the Gospel of Mark, the 14th chapter.
说到有一天，主耶稣，在夜里头，在这个水面上行走。
That one evening, the Lord Jesus Christ was walking on water.
你们还记得这故事吧？
Do you remember that story?
这门徒们在夜里深更半夜，看见有一个人在这个海面上行走的时候呢？
And as the disciples saw somebody out there walking on the water,
他们以为是个鬼怪呀。
They thought it was a ghost.
他们都吓坏了。
So they were afraid.
正在害怕的时候，
And as they were afraid,
主耶稣就告诉他们说，是我，不要怕。
Jesus spoke out and said, Do not be afraid.
他们一听见是主耶稣，
And as soon as they heard that it was Jesus,
他们心就平静下来，
Their hearts were still.
并且这个当然也很高兴。
Of course, they were very happy.
彼得是最容易兴奋了。
Peter was one that was easily excited.
所以彼得就对主耶稣说呀，
So Peter said to him,
主啊，如果是你的话，也让我从水面上走过去好不好？
Peter said, if it is indeed you, allow me to walk over to
you. 直接说好，你来吧。
Jesus said, please.
结果彼得就真的下到水里面去了。
So Peter actually walked in.
然后就在水面上走。
And he started to walk.
哦，他开始走的时候啊，
When he started
to walk. 哎呀，这奇妙的不得了啊。
What amazing.
怎么我能够在水面上走呢？
How can I walk?
从来没有这样的事情的。
Never has this happened.
一面在那看着主耶稣，
As I was looking at
him, 一面在水面上走来走去啊，
I was able to walk.
正走得高兴的时候啊，
Just as I
忽地一想啊， 哎呀，这个四围不是大海吗？
I suddenly thought, isn't this
sea? 结果他的眼睛一看海浪啊，
So he saw the waves.
就一下就沉下去了。
So he started to
sink. 彼得就叫起来啊，
So Peter,
他要抓住我。 然后主耶稣把他拉上来。
So Jesus pulled him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，为什么他会沉下去呢？
How could it be that Peter?
因为看环境。
He was looking at the
看那个四维的那个海浪。
He was looking at his.
什么时候我们的眼睛一离开主耶稣基督？
Whenever our eyes leave Jesus,
我们的信心就失掉了。
Our faith is weak.
若是我们一直在注视主，
if we are always conscious,
我们一直在仰望主，
we're always yearning,
我们的信心就要刚强起来。
Our faith would be strong.
就叫我们能够做我们所不能做的事。
We would be able to do those things that we cannot do.
所以我们必须天时刻仰望主耶稣基督。
So we must daily rely.
刚刚我们得救的时候。
Just as we were
saying, 也是我们的心要转向主一点点
and our hearts turned toward God,
我们就相信了主耶稣
we believed in God,
我们就得救了
and we were saved.
有一位姊妹她是这个她她没有信主的时候啊
There was one sister before she believed
她是很喜欢那个真善美
She was very fond of a
他就那个
of a sound the sound of music
不是 sound of music 真就是 truth 善就是 good
she was very fond of truth and goodness and beauty
那样来那么他就一直追求这个真善美啊
and so she was seeking after these
但追求来追去没有得到真善美啊
and no matter how she sought after them she didnt receive them.
等到有一天人给他传讲，人给他传福音的时候
，and then one day somebody was sharing.
人家讲到主耶稣基督啊
，and spoke of Jesus.
主耶稣怎样的美丽
？How beautiful.
主耶稣是怎样的完全
？How complete.
主耶稣怎样怎样的一位
？And how Jesus was.
他越听越喜欢。
The sister, the more she heard, the better.
哎呀，越听啊，里头越倾向。
The more she heard, the more she.
慢慢，他就想啊，哎呀，这就是我所追求的真善美啊。
And she said, "This is exactly what I'm looking for."
我要对主耶稣。
I want this.
当他心在一转向主的时候
，and as her heart turned to God,
里面的眼睛一这样仰望，一这样看主的时候
，and as her eyes turned toward God,
我再说，就圣灵就把一个活的心带到他里面来了。
As she turned, the Holy Spirit.
是这位主耶稣，他就是信心的这个创始者。
So you can see that Jesus is the author of our faith.
他也是信心的承重者。
He is also the finisher.
叫我们的信心能够坚固。
That our faith would be strong.
能够刚强。
Would be stern.
能够长大。
Would be
and. 所以要时常仰望主耶稣啊。
So we must often look toward.
我记得有一位弟兄。
I remember one brother.
他从大陆到了香港。
He came from the mainland of China to Hong Kong.
我在香港那个碰到他。
And in Hong Kong, I met him.
还有一次，我不晓得吴伯尊你认识不认识？
One time。
有一次，我就他就跟我做，他就跟我讲一点他的事情。
He began to share a little bit about himself。
我很简单的说。
Very simply tell。
那么他到了香港之后呢？
After he arrived。
因着这个环境又改变了。
Because of the change in society。
所以在生活上面许多地方不习惯。
Many areas of life he wasn't very familiar with.
他的哥哥是做生意的。
His brother was involved in business.
所以在经济方面各方面都是没有问题。
So in terms of finances, there wasn't much problem.
他职场没什么太大，没有什么压力。
And no pressure.
最大的压力呢，就是在他工作上的压力。
The biggest pressure came from his work.
他要做这做那一件事情。
He had to do this and do that.
他要做很多很多的事。
Doing many things.
那么这个工作上那个压力相当大。
And so the pressure from work was very good.
你知道，一面是对那环境不适应。
On the one hand, he wasn't used to the society.
另外一方面，你知道工作上的压力呢
？And on the other hand, because of the pressure.
所以他慢慢这个神经啊，就有一点问题。
Slowly, mentally, he was having problems.
他就说，他有时候他这个人呢，就好像头脑啊迟钝起来了。
He said that oftentimes it felt like suddenly his mind.
紧接着，这个头脑啊，没有办法使用了。
And he couldn't even use his mind.
越过越严重。
And often it got worse as it went along.
严重到一个地步，连那个身体啊都那个僵直，都僵直了。
And that it got to the point where his entire body would just stop.
就没有办法活动。
And it couldn't move.
哎呀，那时候他是非常的痛苦。
And at that point he was in pain.
哎呀，他实在是盼望那个弟兄姊妹跟他一块祷告。
So he wanted the brothers and sisters to pray.
但是大家都是忙得不得了，没有人跟他一块祷告的。
But everyone was so busy they did not take time to pray.
就是有人跟他祷告，也是很短的时间。
And even if some did pray,
he
could not read the Bible.
He 自己没法祷告。
Could not pray.
他实在需要别人的帮助啊。
He needed the help of others.
那是别人没有时间的去帮助他。
But others did not have time.
所以有时候他也是参加聚会。
Oftentimes he'd go to the service.
那聚会里面那讲的那些道理啊。
And the truths that were.
可能都是很好的。
Were probably very good.
但是没有一句话他就听得进去的。
But he could not listen to.
好像这些话他都知道。
He knew all this.
不能够再帮助他。
It could not help.
也不能够来影响他。
It could not affect.
说他的那个病啊，越过越严重。
And his disease slowly got worse.
他就给他那个从前在那个大陆上面那一位年长弟兄写信，把他情形告诉那年长弟兄。
So he wrote to a elder friend, a Christian friend of his back in China, and explained this.
那位年长弟兄就给他回一封信。
And this elder returned the letter to.
他说：“我知道你的情形。”
Said I know your situation.
你不能读圣经。
You can't read the Bible.
你也不能祷告。
And you can't pray.
你参加聚会也没有味道。
When you attend services, there's no meaning.
你也不能睡觉。
You can't sleep.
我都知道。
I know this.
但是请你记得几件事情。
But I want to remind you of something.
那头一件事情。
The first.
你总要知道主耶稣是你的一切。主就是你的刚强。
When you are weak, Jesus is strong.
你那个身体有病，主耶稣就是医治。
And when you are physically sick, Jesus is
healed. 他就给他讲到，主耶稣就是他的一切。
And he spoke of how Jesus was his all in all.
让他的眼睛再转向主耶稣。
And caused his eyes to turn.
另外一方面呢
？Another aspect.
他说，第二，你不要太看重你的疾病。
Said, do not put too much emphasis on your.
不要太看你身体的难处。
Do not look on the difficulties of your physical.
若是我们这样爱惜我们自己呀、啊、
，If we love our physical,
我们就会放掉自己的。
If we love ourselves,
若是我们肯那个丧失自己的话
，And if we're able to lose,
我们就会得到生命的。
Then we will receive life.
不要太爱惜你的身体。
So do not put too much.
太看重你的疾病。
On the physical side.
太看重你身体的健康。
And emphasize too much health.
第三。
The third point,
他说你要记得
said you want to remember,
这个相信神所差来的
believe that which was sent by God,
这就是做神的工
that is to do the word,
他神不是神不仅是把他儿子差来给我们
God not only sent his son,
神也把各种环境差来给我们
he also brings about different
situations, 你今天所遭遇的难处
you say that today I'm,
你所遇见这个环境
This environment,
这都是神所差来的。
This is all what the Lord has.
不仅是不应当在那反对。
Not only should we not.
不应当在那抵挡。
Should not, we shouldn't fight against.
因为是神所差来的。
Because it's what something.
是神爱我们。
God loves.
他把这些环境量给我们。
He brought these things.
乃是为了我们的益处。
So that it might be better.
所以我们应当在主面前要赞美。
So we should praise the Lord.
再赞美神。
And praise the Lord.
那么，当他接到这封信之后呢
？After he received,
他读了再读。
He was thankful.
忽然间，一下眼睛再开起来了。
And all suddenly he turned.
一条清明白过来了。
Everything.
不再发怨言。
No longer.
也不再埋怨。
No longer.
也不再忧愁。
No longer.
也不再痛苦。
No longer.
虽然他的光景还是那样。
Even though his situation.
但是他还是在赞美。
Yet he changed.
仰望主耶稣基督。
Lifting up.
主耶稣是他的盼望。
Jesus was.
主耶稣是他的拯救。
Was his salvation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
他
就是因为这样仰望主，他的信心在建立起来。
As he was praising God.
那信心的刚强起来。
His faith was.
他身体就逐渐的就好转了。
And as that happened.
当我看见他的时候啊。当我看见他的时候，他说：“你看见我现在身体怎么样？”
said, Look at me, how
我早上很早要到那个 office 去。
In the morning, very early, I go to.
大家都没有来，我要去开门。
Before everyone arrives, I have to go open.
到晚上的时候，大家都走掉了，我还要在里面做事。
In the evening, after everyone has left.
中午都来不及休息吃，中午都来不及休息吃饭。
With no break for lunch.
实在和从前完全不一样了。
Very in contrast.
整个人改变。
Changed entirely.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主耶稣呢是那信心创始成终的。
Jesus Christ is indeed the author and perfecter.
我仰望主耶稣基督。 我们就得到一个活的信心，我们心能坚固也能够增长。那我们所得到这个信心是怎样的信心呢？这个信心的性质是怎样？第一，马可福音十一章告诉我们说，主耶稣说，你们当有神的信心。这个信心呢，就是神的信心。神有没有信心呢？神有没有信心呢？神的信心大不大？
Is God's faith big?
大不大呀？大。你怎么知道呢？啊？怎么知道？
How do you know that the faith of God is big?
神的信心太大了。
It's very big.
不仅是大，
Not only is it big,
并是完全的。
It is complete.
没有疑惑。
Not one thing.
他从来没有疑惑。
And never has he failed.
圣经告诉我们说，
The Bible tells us,
他说有就有。
He says if there is, what he says,
命立命立就立。
What he commands takes place.
你们读过创世纪第一章。
You read the first chapter of Genesis.
他说要有光。
He said let there be light.
他有没有怀疑啊？
Did he doubt?
我就说了之后会不会有光啊？
Will there be light after I say?
假如说完之后没有光怎么办？
What happens if there's no light after I say?
但是要有光。
If there's light, though,
就有了光。
And there was light.
为什么？
Why?
因为神绝对相信他所说的话。
Because God believed in what he said.
他怎样的说？
What he says,
事情就这样发生。
It will happen like that.
他说要有空气。
He said, let there be air.
就有了空气。
And there was air.
他地里要长出那个青草菜蔬。
He said, let there be rice and vegetation.
和集合这些树木来。
And to have trees.
神怎样的说，事情就怎样发生。
No matter what God said, it happened.
是绝对相信他所说的话语。
God had faith in what he said.
一点都没有怀疑。
Not one word did he doubt.
弟兄姊妹，这个信心是大的信心。
This kind of faith.
这个是完全的信心。
This kind of faith.
这个是没有疑惑的信心。
This faith is a faith.
所以主耶稣告诉我们说呀。
So Jesus.
你们若是有这样的信心的话呀。
Says if you have this kind of faith.
那这个信心不管他那个多大多小。
No matter how big or how small,
只要那个信心是神的信心，
as long as it is the faith,
那个是一个完全的信心，
it is a complete faith,
是一个没有疑惑的信心，
a faith without doubt.
只要有这样一点点的信心的话，
if you have just this little faith,
你叫这个山从这里移到海里面去，它就移过去的。
If you wanted this mountain to go into the sea,
你要这个树那个拔起来丢在海里面，它就拔起来丢在海里面。
If you wanted this tree to be removed, it would be removed.
哦，你看哪里会有这样的事情呢？
How could this happen?
弟兄姊妹，这就是神的信心。
Brothers and sisters, this is the
神的信心是绝对完全没有疑惑。
The faith of God is complete and final.
这就是没有疑惑的信心。
It is a faith without.
哦，亲爱的兄姊妹，你我说的信心。
Brothers and sisters, the faith that we have.
这个信心就是神的信心。
If we would have the faith of God,
就是没有疑惑的信心。
It is a faith.
若是我们实在是让这个信心在我们里面发出来的话，
and if we were able to let this faith develop in,
那个时候显出的果效，那个是不可思量。
The results would be unfathomable.
那个难处像大山一样。
The problems like big mountains,
也会挪开的。
Will be removed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
所以他给我们看，主给我们看见，我们所得到信心是怎样一个信心呢？
So Jesus Christ gave us a glimpse of what our faith should
be. 乃是一个没有疑惑的信心。
Faith that is all
encompassing. 完全的信心。
A faith that is perfect.
这是神的信心呐。
This is the faith.
但是很可惜一件事。
Unfortunately.
多少时候啊？
More often than.
我们是半信半疑。
We half believe and half have.
将信将疑，是不是？
Even though we say,
一面里面有神的信心，
on the one side you have the faith,
另外一方面还有我们的怀疑。
Yet on the other side we have.
说许多的事情不像我们所想象那样。
So many things aren't what they should.
第二，
the second,
这个信心乃是神儿子的信心。
This faith is the faith of Jesus
Christ. 你还记得昨天我们说到加拉太书第二章的时候？
Yesterday as we were reading from Galatians.
那你告诉我们说，他说现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And it's no longer that I live, but Christ that lives in me.
并且我如今在肉身活着，是因 信神儿子而活。
That I no longer live because of myself, but I live because of Jesus.
昨天晚上我们说，这个信神儿子的而活呀，也可以翻作是因到神儿子的信心而活。
Yesterday we mentioned that you could also look at another aspect that we live with the faith of Jesus.
这个信心那是神儿子的信心。
This faith is the faith of Jesus Christ.
所以我们得到的信心，因为是神的信心。
So our faith is the faith of God.
另外一方面，我们说的信，那是神儿子的信心。
And it also is the faith of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的信心。
Jesus' faith.
弟兄姊妹，这个信心大不大呢？
Is this faith big?
那我要问你们。
Now I want to.
怕你们能帮助我，你们回答我。
Maybe you can answer me.
主耶稣的信心大不大？
Is Jesus Christ's faith big?
大不大呀？
Is it big?
你们都别说，你们点头，就说是大的。
Everyone is nodding their head.
实在是大，这么大。
It is big. How is it big?
当我们读四福音书的时候啊。
As we read the Gospels.
我们不要光看外面那许多故事。
We don't want to just look at the surface.
我们要从那些故事里面看见我们主耶稣基督的表现。
We want to see the example set by Jesus in these stories.
当主耶稣受洗从水里上来之后。
When after Jesus was baptized and he came out of the water.
圣灵就把他带到旷野里面去。
The Holy Spirit.Took him,
有40天之久的受魔鬼的试探
and for 40 days he endured a
temptation. 魔鬼是用各种方法在试探他
and the devil using different methods.
开头因为主耶稣四天没有东西吃肚子就饿了
and after 40 days Jesus was hungry.
魔鬼就要试探他
so the devil
你若是神的儿子
said if you are
若是神所喜悦的
if you are favored
你可以吩咐这个石头变成食物
you can command this rock to become
叫你能够得到饱足
so you would be filled.
弟兄姊妹主耶稣要不要试试看的
Did Jesus need to try that?
当我从水里上来的时候
When I came out of the water,
天在裂开了
the heavens opened,
天上有声音说
a voice came from
the heavens. 这是我的爱子
This is my beloved,
是我所喜悦的
in whom I am well
served. 但是现在我的光景怎么样呢
But what is my situation?
在旷野里头40天没有东西吃
For 40 days I've been in the desert without
肚子饿得不得了落在这样的缺乏这样艰难的里面
I am in the, such a lacking and such a
我总要试试看我总要试试看、
oh, I have to
神说我是他的儿子是他所喜悦的到底真的还是假的呢
God said that I was his beloved son I should see if it's true
那我就吩咐这个魔鬼说好你试试看最好
So I will command these rocks to turn
你可以把这个石头变成食物
The devil said you can turn that into bread
神既然是全能的
Since the Lord, since God,
神还不能替你做这一件事情吗？
Can't God do that for you?
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣有没有试试看呢？
Brothers and sisters, Jesus tried that.
有没有试？
Did he try?
没有试。
No, he didn't.
为什么不试呢？
Why didn't he try?
为什么不试啊？
Why didn't he try?
若是你我的话，我恐怕我们就要试试看了。
Probably if it was you and I, we would.
当然我们现在环境很顺利的。
Now we're sort of in a very nice society.
我们吃得很饱。
We're full.
那若是有一天我们环境艰难。
In a time where perhaps our environment was difficult.
或者遇见什么缺乏，遇见什么难处的时候。
Or we were lacking or having.
想尽各种办法没法解决。
And even though we've thought of all kinds of ways to solve the problem.
好，我们祷告试我们就祷告试试看吧。
And so we pray and see.
神既然说是爱我。
Since Jesus.
既然是全能的。
Since he is omnipotent,
那他能不能解决我难处？
He can solve my
好多弟兄姊妹就试试看了。
So many brothers and sisters.
结果祷告来祷告去，难处不能解决。
But even though they pray, the problem still persists.
问题还在那个地方。
The problems are still there.
心里头就这个就起了疑惑。
And so doubts begin.
这信心就大大摇动起来了。
And the foundations of our faith.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣不要试。
Are crumbled.
Brothers
and sisters do not try.
为什么不试？
Why not?
他绝对相信神的话。
He didn't try. He didn't do it because.
神既然这样说了。
Since God has.
不管是环境如何。
No matter what the circumstances.
也不管我自己感觉如何。
No matter what my feelings.
神这样说，我就是这样相信。
Since God has said this.
他说我是神的爱子。
He said I am the son.
我就是神的儿子。
I am the beloved.
我就是神所爱的。
I am loved by.
不需要任何证明。
I don't need any further.
不需要实验。
I do not need.
弟兄姊妹。
Proof.
这个信心呢？ 就是神神儿子的信心。无论是环境如何，无论是遭遇怎样，他的信心是不改变的，他的信心是不摇动的。他人活着不是单靠食物，
He said that man shall not live by bread alone.
乃是靠神口里所出的话。
But every word that proceeds.
神这样说了，我就算数。
And since the Lord has said.
神的话这样说。
And since the Lord has said this.
不管环境怎样改变。
No matter what the circumstances.
也不管我自己的感觉怎样的改变。
No matter what my feelings.
也不管任何人怎样说。
No matter what others.
神的话这样说。
Since the word of God.
我就是这样相信。
I will believe.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个不改变的信心。
Brothers and sisters, this is an unchanging,
不摇动的信心呐、
啊。
你知道撒旦用还用各种方法来试探他。
You know that Satan used other methods.
看见我们主耶稣一直都是那站住。
Yet we see how Jesus
站在神话语的根基上面。
Standing firm on the word.
第二次，他告诉他说，不可试探主你的神。
He said, second time Jesus says, you shall not tempt the Lord.
第三次，他再说。
The third time he says,
当敬拜主你的神。
That you shall worship,
单要侍奉他。
That you shall work.
撒旦无论是借着环境，
Satan uses different.
无论是借着万国的荣华，
using the temptations.
或者是借着地位和名望，
using wealth.
用尽各种的方法来试探他的时候，
using different types of things.
他一直站在神话语的根基上面。
To tempt Jesus, yet Jesus.
神那牢靠，那坚固。
Jesus was that strong.
那也不摇动。
And refusing.
这兄姊妹，这是神儿子的信心。
This was the faith.
是不摇动的信心。
A faith that did not.
乃是不改变的信心。
A faith that was unchanging.
当你读到马太福音第十一章的时候。
And if you turn a little further in Matthew the 11th chapter.
你看这一开头就记载施洗约翰的光景。
And there you can see this. John the Baptist.
他打发两个门徒们到主耶稣那里去问主耶稣说。
John the Baptist sent two disciples to ask Jesus.
我们所等候的是你呢，还是别人呢？
Asking Jesus is the one that we're waiting for.
这个施洗约翰是主耶稣的先锋啊。
John the Baptist was the predecessor.
是走在主耶稣前面为主耶稣开路的。
He was the one that was making a way for the Lord.
他亲眼看见那个圣灵降在主耶稣身上。
He personally saw the Spirit of God come down.
并且神也告诉他说，你看见圣灵降在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施浸的。
God also told John the Baptist that whoever you see the Spirit descending.
他知道这是神的儿子。
He knew that this was a son.
他说，在你们中间有一位最大的。
He said that among you there's somebody.
我就是给他解鞋带都是不配。
And I'm not even worthy to tie his sandals.
他实在是认识主。
He knew Jesus.
但是当了那个在被囚禁的时候。
Yet when his time.
哎呀，那个时间太长久了。
And times were hard.
那个环境太艰难了。
The circumstances were difficult.
他的信心，那样坚固的信心呢？到的时候也摇动了。
And his faith, though strong, began to waver.
我们所等候的是你呢？
Are we waiting for you?
还是别人呢？
Or is it somebody
else? 你真是那个死的圣者的话，
if you are,
我在这样难处当中，你为什么不来帮助我？
Why, if my circumstances,
哎呀，连施洗约翰都在摇动了，
Everything is waver.
都在改变了。
Everything is changing.
但是我们主的信心是永远的坚定。
Yet Jesus Christ never changes.
不管环境如何。
No matter what the circumstances,
也不管人对他的反应如何。
No matter what the response of people to him.
当他在传福音给别人的时候，
as he spread the gospel,
人的心是那刚硬。
Even though many hearts were,
人的心是那的麻木。
So unreceptive.
没有感觉。
No feeling.
他们也不肯接受。
They refused to.
主耶稣说，我向你们在那里那个吹笛。
I was like a trumpet blowing for.
那个。宣传那个神的福音，
proclaiming the word of God.
你们也不跳舞，
and you don't dance.
我向你们举哀，
and I cry.
那个说到将来的审判，
speaking of the judgment.
你们也不吹胸，
yet you do not.
你就看见人的心是那刚硬，那样的麻木。
You can see how insensitive.
主在那里讲了许多的话语，
even though Jesus had.
他们那个听不进去，
yet they could not.
没有果效。
There was no result.
他也在许多城，加百农、波塞大、哥拉逊。
And even though he traveled in many of the cities, Capernaum,
在那许多城里训了多少的神迹和奇事。
And in these cities, he performed many miracles.
但是那些城人终究不肯悔改。
Yet these people refused to repent.
工作没有果效。
There is no fruit.
弟兄姊妹，在这样艰难的环境里面呢
？Under such hard circumstances.
我们的主有没有受影响呢
？Did our Lord Jesus change?
当我们看见
，As we see,
他一点都不为莫长。
He did not.
一点都没有受影响。
He was not affected.
当他在这样情形里面
，Under these,
他走在路上
，As he walked,
就欢乐起来呀。他举起他的头来仰望神。
He just lifted up his eyes toward heaven.
他父啊，感谢你。
Said, "Thank you, Father."
你的美意本是如此。
Your will is indeed.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是神儿子的信心。
This was the faith of Jesus.
不管环境怎样改变。
No matter how the circumstances.
不管工作怎样也没有果效。
No matter how unfruitful.
也不管人对他的反应是如何。
No matter the response of the people.
他一直在那仰望神。
He continued to rely.
相信神的安排。
Believing in the sovereignty.
相信神的爱。
Believing in the love.
相信神的带领。
Believing in the leading.
他的信心没有摇动。
His faith did not waver.
在最艰难的时候。
At the hardest.
他仍然在欢乐。
He was still.
他充满了赞美。
He was full of praise.
弟兄姊妹。这是神儿子的信心呢、啊、一直到末了的时候在客西马尼园在祷告到末了死在十字架上他说没有人能夺我的命去是我自己舍的我怎样舍去我的性命我也照样能把它取回来哦、oh, 弟兄姊妹何等充足的信心
What a beautiful testimony of
在诗篇十六篇告诉我们说
In the Psalms,
说到主耶稣的信心
talks about the faith.
他绝对相信
He truly believes,
神不会把他撇在阴间的
that God will not leave him.
他绝对相信
He truly believes,
神不会叫他圣者见朽坏
that he will not suffer defeat.
神要从哪是哪从死里复活
That God would cause him to wait.
所以他在那甘心乐意
so he was willing
舍弃了他的性命
to give his life
为了担当我们的罪
to cover our sin
而死在十字架上
to die on the cross
弟兄姊妹这一个是何等完全的信心
what a beautiful complete
这是至死忠诚的信心
this is a faith that
永远都不摇动
a faith that does not
永远都不改变
a faith
亲爱的弟兄姊妹这就是神所赐给我们的信心这是神的信心是没有怀疑的信心这是神儿子的信心是不摇动的信心是不改变的信心是坚持到底的信心弟兄姊妹我们说的信心是何等宝贵的信心呢这个信心我们已经在我们里面
This faith is already
像一粒种子一样
just as a seed,
一样种在我们里面
a kernel plant
它要继续不断地长大
it will continue to grow,
它要继续不断地发出那功效来
and it will continue to bear fruit.
但愿在我们生活里面
I do hope that
和在我们侍奉当中
and in our ministry,
和在我们工作中间
and in our work environment,
我们要常常仰望主耶稣基督好叫我们的信心能够坚固能够刚强也能够长大长大到一个地步啊像一个大树一样这不要看这个信心像一粒芥菜种那么小
So do not belittle faith because it's like
它会长成一个大树啊
it could grow into
我们真是羡慕那许多有信心的人我们羡慕穆迪是有信心的人在一生之内啊他拯救了差不多有100多万人因为他传福音蒙恩得救这是大有信心的人当我们读到 George Mueller 他的那个传记的时候我这羡慕得不得了实在是有信心的什么东西都没有结果多少万的儿童那、啊、 在那里得了他的抚养。
So many were able to benefit from his.
我们说这是大有信心的人。
What a great man of faith.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们也能这样。
We can also be.
因为他们是和我们同样性情的人。
Because they have the same faith.
为什么他们的信心那么大？
How could their faith be so?
不是说他神特别爱他们。
Not because God specially.
也不是说神有偏心。
Or that God is biased.
我们的神是没有偏心的。
Our God is not a God.
他说给我们的信心呢？
The faith that
在开头时候都是像一粒芥菜种一样。
The faith that He gives us in the beginning.
每个
is very small.
都是很小很小的信心。
Each one of us has a very small portion of faith.
不过他们呢？
But they.
引导时常仰望主耶稣。
Because they often look toward God.
信心继续不断的长大。
Their faith increases.
被成全。
And were fulfilled.
而到末了成了一个大树。
And at the end was a big tree.
而你我的难处呢？
What is our problem?
信心在我们里面。
Faith is in us.
我们就把它埋在那个地方了。
We just sort of leave it on the side.
我们的行事为人呢？
We want to our actions.
还是凭着我们的聪明，我们的智慧。
Are still based on our own ability.
还是凭着我们的眼睛所见呢？
Is still based on our perception.
没有使用我们的信心。
Not using our faith.
说信心一直是埋在那地方。
So faith is just set aside.
没有多少长进。
Not a lot of.
感恩主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious.
让不仅听这些话。
Not only as we hear His word.
让我们使用我们的信心。
We will be able to use.
操练我们的信心。
Exercise.
好叫我们在这一个不信的时代里面。
So that in this unbelieving generation.
在这个弯曲悖谬的时代里头。
In this perverse generation.
让我们的信心能坚固，能刚强。
Our faith would be strong.
来证明我们的主是信实的。
That we may prove that our God is indeed a faithful.
他是那个大能的。
He is an omnipotent God.
好吧，再有。